I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now as we talk about Pittsburgh, division rivals of the Ravens, of course, the Steelers on the Ackerman Security Hotline from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Ed Bouchette. Ed, good afternoon.
Hello, fellas.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. In fact, talk about sleepy time. You guys woke me up from a nap.
Did you go to the parade, Ed, for the Penguins?
I don't do parades, Vinny.
Ed, how was TJ Watt at the mini? How did he look athletically and moving around and stuff?
Yeah, very good. In fact, our top three picks did, Vinny. They drafted Juju Smith-Schuster, the wide receiver from Southern Cal, in a second, and cornerback Cameron Sutton in the third. And I think all three passed with flying colors in the spring portion of the shorts drills.
Now, Martavius Bryant, Big Ben's been praising him. He's back and better than ever.
Well, he looks good, and that's what you want to see out of a guy who's been suspended for a year for failing drug tests. And, you know, he swears he's done with it, and he's being tested 2 to 3 times a week. We'll see, but so far so good with him. And he looks very athletic out there. He added a few good pounds. You know, if he can stay on the field, Benny, he's pretty good weapon for them.
Now, what's going on with Le'Veon Bell, Ed?
Well, he has a $12.12 million 1 year deal as the franchise player that he hasn't signed yet, and he had groin surgery in March, and he decided not to show up. And there were some teammates who were grumbling a little bit; they thought he should have been there. He's a popular guy in their locker room, but they thought he should have been there, even though he probably wouldn't have practiced. He's trying to get a long-term deal, but I think it's going to be very, very hard for them to get that done with that $12 million guaranteed out there, if he ever signs it. I mean, at July 15th, he can't do a long-term deal after that, so it would be just a one-year $12 million deal.
Now, Ed, where are the weaknesses for this club?
Well, where they have been, although they're strengthening them, in the secondary. I think their safeties are pretty good right now. If Sean Davis, they drafted last year, had a nice rookie season, and Mike Mitchell, the veterans back there. And Artie Burns had a nice rookie season, a cornerback as their first-round pick. But they don't have a lot of depth. They have, you know, some candidates who still could come on, but they don't have a lot of strength there at the other position or, yet in the slot. But, again, they like this Cam Sutton, who's a rookie. Willie Gay is back, but he's like 32. They're hoping, you know, that somebody else could fill that slot position. And then, you know, we'll see if Ross Cockrell can hold on to his starting job at the other corner. But that's probably their weakest spot still. By drafting T.J. Watt, I think they strengthened their pass rush on the outside. And the other weak spot would probably be tight end.
Yeah, tight end with Jesse James. They don't really have anybody get down the middle of the field, do they?
No, this Grimble kid who made it last year as an undrafted guy it has potential, but, you know, potential is a word we have to see.
It means they haven't done it yet.
Pardon me?
It means they just haven't done it yet, potential.
He did it a little bit last year in his first year with them, and they like what they see. But, again, you know, until we get into and you see these guys, I've seen so many spring phenoms never pan out once training camp rolls around.
Ed Bouchette joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ed covers the Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. We heard about Roethlisberger hinting at possible retirement in the offseason. Give us an idea of what his mindset might be right now, Ed, in regards to this season and perhaps his future.
he's a full go for this year, and I'm surprised this even all happened, because Ben has always been about, I want to play as long as I'm productive and I want to win, you know. I'm going to be, you know, I don't know that this is ever going to happen, but he wanted to have more Super Bowl rings than any Steeler quarterback. Well, he still has two to go to just tie. So, but I think he's 35. I think that, you know, he'll go several more years unless there's some kind of injury or, you know, Bradshaw was 35 when, and one of the reasons the Steelers passed up Dan Marino, they thought, you know, he was still a strong go, and then he developed an elbow injury at that age. So it shows that, you know, it can happen any time. But I think he's ready to go, and he'll be playing. I don't think this is like his last year or anything.
Ed, what are the expectations there in Pittsburgh for the Steelers?
Very high. I mean, people here are still, you know, disappointed they didn't get to the Super Bowl last year. And it wasn't, you know, that AFC title game wasn't close. But they always are high here, Vinny. You know, they, even though, you know, they did reach the AFC title game, and, you know, they came that close to not even winning the division title, as you guys well know, with that stretch by Antonio Brown over the goal line may have been the difference between Pittsburgh and Baltimore winning that division. But they're high. They feel they're offense is going to be much better, especially if Martavis Bryant can stay in that offense, and that their defense continues to improve from, you know, they're doing what Baltimore's doing, the transitioning from some great defenses, and it's taken a number of years. There's nobody left, really. James Harrison is the only one left on that defense from those great defenses. Him and, you know, if you want to add Willie Gay, they're the only two over there with any Super Bowl rings.
Now, how's Danny Smith's special teams?
They're, you know, they haven't been very good. Special teams has not been an asset for them. They have, you know, they've really struggled on kickoff returns, even though that hasn't become, you know, that area of the game has really been downgraded because of the rules. But still, they were terrible last year on kickoff returns, and Antonio Brown remains their punt returner. They've been trying to find somebody for him. Now, they do have a strong kicker and a good punter, but their return games and their coverage games need to improve.
Ed, in the division, where do you see the Steelers' biggest challenge coming from, Baltimore or Cincinnati?
I think it's a toss-up. Except that Baltimore seems to know how to beat the Steelers, where I don't know that Cincinnati does. And that to me is a big difference. And, you know, I like Baltimore's quarterback better, and I think they're tougher minded on defense. So I would give the edge to Baltimore.
Now, Dupree, Ed, is he ready to take the next step as a rusher?
Yeah, he did that toward the end of last season. You know, he missed the first half because he had, it was hernia surgery. And he missed the entire first half of the season and came back and came on strong. So they're expecting, I think, bigger things, big things from him in his third season. You know, their first-round pick from 15. A couple years ago.
Yeah.
Ed Bouchard covers the Steelers, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. What's next on your agenda now that minicamp is over?
Well, I'll be coming down your way. I'll go to the beach for a little bit. That's my intention right now, and then taking some time off after that even. So I load all my vacation into now. So relaxing. And then camp will be here soon enough.
And then
Ed,
sweating.
Ed, their schedule, is that one where, like, the Ravens, they have to get started fast because they got – Cincinnati, Cleveland, Jacksonville, then Pittsburgh, you know, three of the first four. Is the Steelers' schedule similar?
Well, they open with Cleveland, so
right.
The answer to that first part is no. it's not that tough, and you're asking me to know the schedule, and I don't know it offhand. I haven't looked at it in so long, but, you know, they do open with Cleveland. And
three of the first four on the road for the Steelers.
Yeah, there you go.
At Cleveland, host Vikings, at Bears and Ravens.
Yeah. And, you
that's
know,
not bad.
You know, the Bears and the Vikings are okay teams. Cleveland is not. And then that big one in the fourth game of the season. It's always big. Still the biggest one on this team's schedule.
Ed Bouchette, we appreciate the time. Enjoy
Thanks,
your vacation.
I will, fellas. I'll be passing right by Baltimore.
Yeah,
wave on my way.
Wave. Get those crab cakes down there.
I will. All right, fellas.
Thanks,
Ed. Thanks,
Ed. Ed Bouchette on the Ackerman Security Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.